Hello, and thank you for tuning in to WMCO 90.7 The Orbit. I am J.W. Dennison, the news director here at Muskingum University Radio, and I am joined by Dr. David Turrell. He is the Associate Professor of Music and Director of Bands for Muskingum University, and he joins me this morning to talk about the recently announced performance schedule. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Going to go ahead and start with the lineup. This semester has 12 performances scheduled, and is the spring semester always this busy, or?
Yeah, it's a pretty typical semester for us as far as concerts go. We have a wide range of large ensemble concerts as well as some concerts for smaller groups. And this semester we do have maybe a few more faculty recitals, which is great to feature.
Perfect segue into my next question. Tell me about the faculty recitals we have lined up this semester.
Okay, we have Angela Cornett, who is our bassoon teacher, is giving a recital. And she will be playing works for solo bassoon and works for chamber music, which means she'll collaborate with other musicians. The other faculty recital we have is actually, it's really cool because it's two alums. One of them is on our faculty and one is teaching in Columbus. And their names are Stacy Russell Welker and Mallory Fisher Wolf. She just got married over the summer. Yeah, and they're going to split a voice recital. And both of those young women graduated from Muskingum, so it's really cool to see alums come back and teach. Stacy's on our faculty to not just teach here, but also come back and perform for us. And their recital, I believe, I don't have the dates memorized in my head for all of these.
First one we have is Angela Cornett on February 18th, and then we have the faculty alumni recital with Stacy Russell Welker and Mallory Fisher Wolf on April 14th.
Yeah, great. I know they're both on Sundays, if I recall.
So the concert season starts this year with the Muskingum Valley Symphonic Winds at 3.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about what their concert will look like.
Yeah,
this year.
That will actually feature a faculty member on that recital also, or on that concert also. The Symphonic Winds is a band, a community band that also has some students in it. We're doing a program called Love and Gershwin because it's so close to Valentine's Day. We weaved in a couple tunes indirectly related to the subject of love. And then we're going to feature Dr. Harsha Bharatne on George Gershwin's A Rhapsody in Blue, which is this tour de force piece for piano and either orchestra or winds. And this happens to be the 100th anniversary of the premiere of that piece. So 1924, that piece was first performed. So we're doing a 100-year celebration of it. So other works on the program, the other love works are, we're doing a set of Renaissance dances that was written by a British composer in the early 20th century. And we're doing Elsa's Procession to the Cathedral, which is from the opera Lohengrin by Richard Wagner. And another Gershwin piece is American in Paris, which is just a kind of like what an American would feel like in Paris. You've got city sounds and you've even got car horns and things. So, yeah.
Sounds absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
So since that's the first concert of the season, how early has the planning and practices for this particular performance started?
For that concert, planning for these are planned in the fall. Summer and fall, we develop the concert programming. The rehearsals for this just started this past week, actually. Our first rehearsal was on Wednesday. The Symphonic Winds meets on Wednesday nights, and we have 5 rehearsals leading up to each concert that we have.
Impressive turnaround.
Yeah.
Next thing I want to talk about is the senior recitals coming up with Jacob Plummer and Hannah Jordan.
Yeah. So this senior recital is part of the music senior capstone. You know, as you know, seniors across campus do a capstone experience their senior year. In music, one of the options, there are many options, but one of the options is to do a recital. So Hannah is a vocalist, and she's going to be do a voice recital, you know, of works that she's prepared both throughout her time here as well as probably some works that she's just started this semester. And we always, when we do recitals, a wide variety of works from different time periods and genres. And I'm sure she'll do some musical theater tunes. And she's a fantastic vocalist and has sung the national anthem a lot at our football games. Jacob's recital is going to be a little bit different. He is a bassoonist, and he's doing a recital that consists of both music that he's worked on to perform, but he's also going to perform and have some of his own compositions there. Jacob has taken composition lessons, actually came into Muskingum having composed a piece or two, and so he's worked on that here, and he's taken composition lessons. So his recital will be his pieces as well as other pieces by other composers, so it's kind of neat and shows creativity and shows different modes of his being a student.
That's really impressive. Is that something that you often see with self-composed pieces, or is that a little more rare?
It is pretty common. We have not had it at Muskingum a lot, but it is pretty common out in the world that people will write pieces for themselves or for a group that they're in. Yeah.
And then the next thing I have listed here is the tour kickoff concert on February 26th. Who's going on tour and where all are they going?
Yeah, we do an annual spring tour in the music department where we take all of our ensembles right before spring break and into the beginning of spring break. This tour will end up in Chicago. So we will start by performing at schools and churches in our area, and with our first evening performance in Newark, and then the next day we'll do more school concerts in our area, and then we're heading to Sandusky, where we're going to perform at a church who's the pastor is an alum of Muskingum, and then we'll spend the night there, and then we'll head to Chicago and do some sightseeing and do some maybe some arts things there in Chicago too. The groups on tour will be the concert choir and the chamber singers, the wind ensemble, these are all student ensembles, the string ensemble, and the Muskie Rocks, which is our rock band on campus. So it's a really wide, a lot of different varied kind of music that we might be combining at the end for a finale with everybody, with the orchestra and the rock band and choir and the band. So we're looking forward to that.
So is most of that tour going to be taking place over the weekend or during the week?
Yes, it's actually, we leave on Thursday. So it's the last 2 days before spring break. So we'll leave on Thursday and then we get back really late on Sunday night. So then the students have the rest of the week of spring break. So it's their time off.
Nice. I mean, I'd spend spring break in Chicago myself, but
it depends on the weather, I guess, you know, hit or miss.
Right. So the Southeastern Ohio Symphony Orchestra on March 17th and again on April 21st. Is that another community ensemble?
It is. It is a community ensemble that also has students enrolled. Actually, a good number of students enrolled in it. More students enrolled in that than in the Symphonic Winds. The first concert I know is, I believe, an Irish-themed concert because it's on St. Patrick's Day, right? The 17th, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm not actually sure what the program is on the final concert, but that ensemble is led by Dr. Laura Schumann, who also leads our Muskie Rocks program too. So she can speak more to the specifics of that program.
I gotcha. Is that headquartered here?
It is. Okay. It is a regional orchestra. It's in partnership with the university. You know, it's kind of a separate. It does function as a separate nonprofit organization, a 501c3, but it's centered here in. You know, it uses Walter Hall for rehearsals and Brown Chapel often for performances. And, you know, it's really great to have a regional orchestra like that, of that quality, right here in our backyard, you know, right in our campus.
Next ensemble, I'm just kind of going down the list here.
Sure.
Jazz ensemble on April 15th. How large of an ensemble is that?
It varies per year. It depends on how many students are kind of interested in jazz. We also have some faculty that play in the ensemble. We have Harsha Abaratne, that I mentioned earlier, he's playing some piano. Our adjunct musical theater person is playing bass in it. And I think there are probably 7 or 8 students in it. I'm not 100% sure. That ensemble is led by Frankie Wantu, who also teaches, she's our saxophone professor too. So yeah, it's a great concert every year. And she focuses on improvisation, which means students are creating the music, you know, they're you know, you can read sheet music or you can have chord changes and then you improvise over that. So they do a lot of improvisation.
That was always my big problem when I was in jazz in high school. They tried to get me to improvise and it's like, I don't have that in me.
Yeah, it's certainly a learned activity unless you grew up just doing it. And there's a lot of value to it because it emphasizes your ears and what it makes you hear the music before you play it. And it's a fantastic skill that sometimes is overlooked. It's important, it's sometimes overlooked.
Oh, yeah. I can barely improvise behind the microphone when I'm in the studio, let alone with an instrument.
I doubt that. But.
So I have the Chamber Ensemble concert on April 11th and the Concert Choir on the 19th. Those are both vocal.
Actually, the Chamber Ensembles is vocal and instrumental.
Oh, okay. Chamber
just means small ensemble. So there are some instrumental ensembles on that. There were, last year, there was the Chamber Singers, which is a smaller choir. And these smaller ensembles, like the clarinet choir played and the percussion ensemble, steel drum band, things like that, we'll also have a couple, an instrumental ensemble or two that are conducted by students that are doing that for their conducting class that they take this semester. So, yeah, it's a different way to feature students. And when you work in a small ensemble, you actually... you have more responsibility there, and there's probably more opportunity for growth than in a large ensemble. And a lot of our students do participate in that. So, and then the choral program I don't know the program because that's not my, not my area, but it will feature, I am sure it'll feature many different languages spoken. Dr. Srikesh does a fantastic job doing, with numbers of languages that they speak, and the students are getting a great experience in there.
All right, so to wrap up this morning, we have the Muskingum Valley Symphonic Winds and the Youth Wind Ensemble that wraps up the whole concert season. And the Youth Wind Ensemble is what we talked about last time.
Correct.
We had a story with the music department. And I know you've had, at the time of this recording, one practice so far this past Sunday. How did that go?
It was fantastic. It was great to have planned something for almost a full year. And, you know, when you start planning something that's brand new, you're not sure how it will end up. You're not sure it will happen even, you know, because you never know. And, the year progressed and my students have been a really great help that are helping with this. And they came. There are a total of 75 students in the ensemble, and we had a few that weren't there because of different things. But it was a good rehearsal. They seemed really excited. We read through all the music that we're gonna do, because even when you have an ensemble, the first at our first rehearsal, you want to like see where they are and see what they can accomplish. And we made some decisions. We talked about what pieces that we're definitely going to do, which is all of them except for one of them that we read. And I'm pretty, it's going to be a great ensemble. My students, I had students there helping, three or four students, and they seemed to think it went really well. You know, the feedback I heard from the students in the ensemble was great. So we're pretty excited about it. And we'll have 7 more rehearsals before we perform our debut performance at the end of April. Yeah.
Glad to hear that's going so well. So is it amount of engagement that you've had with it, how big is the group? Is it?
Yeah, we have like 75 students enrolled in it. And they were recommended through their band directors in the area. And I think we have 16 different schools represented in our area, from right here in New Concord, like John Glenn High School. As far away, I think the farthest school away might be Belpre, Ohio, which is about an hour or so away. And we've had, you know, email exchanges, and the students have, you know, officially accepted. And, you know, I've also kept in good communication with the band directors. So, yeah, they seem really excited about it. So it's pretty fun because a lot of these students are ready for that next thing, you know, and some of them come from schools that have small programs and small bands. So they get a chance to sit in a band with everything, all the instruments. So it's going to be pretty fun.
And then the date on that, because I don't think I mentioned it when I posed the question. I want to get all the dates out there in this. is April 28th. For any of our dear listeners out there that want to learn more about the Muskingum Music Program, what are good places for them? Where are good places for them to go?
I would direct them to our social media pages. You know, Music at Muskingum is our Facebook page, as well as our Instagram page. And when we post on one, it goes to the other. And we always post highlights of what's coming up. We also have a newsletter that goes out monthly. Our chair and admin assistant send that out, and people can sign up for that through our website, actually, or they could just email music@muskingum.edu and find out all they need to know. So,
fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me. That's all the questions I have this morning. Anything you want to get off your chest before we cut the mics?
No, thank you very much, and thanks for helping us get the word out on our concert season.
Absolutely. That was Dr. David Turrell, Associate Professor of Music and Director of Bands at Muskingum University, and I've been J.W. Dennison, News Director for Orbit Media. Thank you for listening.